Do you fall into that category? Do you feel like the more carries you get, the better you perform?
Most definitely, I feel like I get stronger in the game. I don't try to put myself in a certain categories of, you know, feeling better, more carries I get. I feel like if I just get the ball, I feel like I'm just, you know, a great runner when I had a ball in my hand.
Should the score of the game dictate how much you're involved in the offense? In other words, if they're down by 10, does that take you out of the game?
Well, like I said, coach got a plan. And so whatever coach do, I'm here for it. And you know, that's what I came for, because I know I can buy into the program. And so whatever coach got planned, doesn't matter if I get the ball a lot, doesn't matter if I get the ball a little. As long as we win, that's all that counts.
That was just saying earlier that certain guys have a knack of scoring. In other words, they can run between the 20s all day, get down to the 10, but not everyone can score. Have you always had that ability? And what is it? What is it about having the nose for the goal line?
Well, I always had a nose for the end zone, especially when I'm down in the goal line. My mindset is, I'm down in the red zone, I got to score. Got to get in the zone. We got to score. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say but we got to score. And if they give me the ball, most definitely, I got to make something happen for the team. And, you know, anytime we got the ball, my mindset is, hey, we got to get an end zone. We got to get a first down or something. So, for me, it's always been a mindset, you know, as an athlete, as a competitor, you know, to try to get an end zone as much as I can.
How close is the offense to really being good now, Trent?
You know, we're not good until we win. We almost there, but until we start winning, that's when we'll be good. And the offense, we're going to be a big part of that. We got to put up points, and we got to, you know, catch passes. We got to run the ball, go hard. We got to make blocks, and we got to be on our right or something. We got to know what we're doing. We run our routes, check downs, whatever it is. So, like I said, we all going to come together, and it's coming along. We're getting there.
Trent, how much stronger do you feel now and more confident do you feel than you did in week one, even after you'd missed so much time during camp?
I don't even, my mindset is confident. Week one was, you know, it was kind of, you know, all over the place for me. I was just trying to come back. I ain't never played an NFL game, first start. Mindset was, hey, I'm fit to go in, do what I can, you know, do whatever I can to help the team. But now I feel more comfortable. I know the Florida game, the Florida speed, and you know, and I know what I can do, you know, between each level of the game.
Now that you're a couple weeks in, are you noticing defense is keying on you early in games?
Oh yeah, yeah, defense is gonna try to kill me, regardless. that's one thing they always have done, and you know, they see me play a little bit more now, so they're gonna try to key on me more than anything now. So you know, but that makes it easy for our receivers. So if our receivers or Brandon have over 300-something passing, that's good with me, and we win the game. But if, you know, they can on me and we lose, I feel like it's my fault.
When you went back to Alabama last weekend, what was the atmosphere like there? And did anyone of your former teammates around and say, what the heck's going on? You're on a team that's winless.
Oh, no, they didn't, you know, they didn't say what was going on, you know. And it was a working process. And when it comes down to it, you're trying to build something here, and that's most definitely what we're doing. We're building something here. And, you know, just the mindset, you know, when I went back, everybody was just happy to see me. You know, that's one thing we built down there is a family. And we're a family anywhere we go. So anywhere we go, we're going to show each other love. But I know most definitely opened up my eyes to a lot of stuff when I went down there. It made me, you know, notice a lot of stuff.
In the words, how much tougher it is down at the goal line as far as defenses? DeQuell was just saying defenses just get more intensified as they get pushed back closer to the goal. How much more difficult is it to run instantly? Last 10 yards and the other 90.
Them 10 yards is like a lifetime. So every man's out there fighting for their life, especially on the defensive side. Them guys don't want to be pushed back. Them guys want to be, you know, the bigger man in the hole. You know, they don't know man want to get whooped down in the goal line, no matter what. In between that red zone, defense is in crunch time for them.
But you're not going to get the kind of holes that you got in college, and you're not going to get like the consistent, you know, holes that you got in college. Talk a little bit about the key to getting yards that you're learning in the NFL when there's, you know, there's not as much of a hole to run through.
You know, some plays is not going to be just like college. I mean, of course it's NFL. You got everybody that's way better. Everybody that's, you know, they're Pro Bowlers on your team. Everybody that's, you know, that was in college wasn't All-Americans. You got people out here as NFL professional players. They're on their job. They know what they're doing. They're out there because they're the best at what they do. And, you know, just having the same holes, you're not going to find that. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you will find it in some runs. And so your mindset got to be, you got to make somebody miss, got to do whatever you can, you know, in the passing game to scoot them back, to push them back. And when you get a chance, man, you got to, you know, got to burst through the hole, run that defender over, run past them, shake them. You know, you got to be a full-time runner, a receiver, whatever you got to be.
Fans here are so frustrated. Do you sense that frustration when you're out in public?
What was the question?
Fans here are so frustrated. Do you sense that frustration when you're mingling with the public?
Well, not really. You know, most of the time, fans just come up to me and say, hey, we love y'all, and it's going to happen. And, you know, they trying to cheer me up more than anything. And, that's big coming from my fans. I mean, we have lost every game, so we do owe this city, this town, our fans a lot. And, you know, they behind us 100%. And, I sense them getting frustrated when they're out in the crowd. But when they see me out in public, they just, hey, tell them to keep going. And we striving behind you everywhere you go.
What was your favorite run call at Bama?
Man, we had a lot of runs. And it was a lot of similar to these runs we have here, too. So it wasn't just no one favorite run. It was a lot of them we had.
And they're in there in this playbook, too?
Yeah.
And what have you seen? Have you seen Brandon make strides week one to week four, and either if it's seeing the field or going through his progressions or getting you involved on the backfield?
Oh, yeah. Brandon, he's going to check down more. He's looking for, you know, the open receiver more. He's making better decisions, and he's taking over in the huddle. That's one thing you're supposed to have when you have an elite quarterback out there. And Brandon, one of them guys that can throw the ball, and he can get you out of tight situations. And he's starting to believe in himself. So he's starting to believe in his arm, and he's knowing what he's doing now.
You know, a lot of guys, you see the way Baltimore uses Ray Rice. Obviously, he's involved in the ground game, but they throw to him a ton. Is that kind of how you see yourself, where you want to be, and, you know, by a year or 2 years from now, that kind of guy?
Like I said, whatever coach do, I'm behind him. If he throw it to me, I'm here to catch the ball. If he wanted me to run the ball, I'm here to run the ball. Wherever it is, I'm behind. Like I said, I'm buying into the program, and I'm ready to go.
You know, a lot of guys say you have a nose for the end zone. Do you think that's something that, you know, players are taught in an early age, or is that kind of like a natural instinct that you just have to have?
I think it go both ways. I mean, for me, I was being taught to get in the end zone, and I had that nose for the end zone. And then it's just been ingrained in him. So it's always a natural instinct to have the nose for the end zone.
What do you see out of that Giants front four? The Giants front four?
They're big. They're big, and they can clog up that hole. And so whatever you do, got to make sure they don't get their hands on you because they're very strong.